Port Coquitlam is giving the owner of a property at 2365 Kelly Avenue notice to tear down an unsightly house or it will do the job and seek repayment. The dwelling is on property owned by BC Housing that is slated for supportive affordable housing. The Tri-City News has reached out to BC Housing for information about the status of the house, and a spokesperson said he looking into the matter. In the meantime, the city of Port Coquitlam has deemed the house to be both unsafe and a nuisance to the neighborhood after more than a dozen service calls to the property. Calls for service include squatters, garbage, debris, overgrown grass and bushes, unsecured premises and dumping on the site. However, many of the calls took place prior to BC Housing purchasing the housing in 2021. Still, the city wants it gone and the issue will be dealt with by politicians at the Tuesday, May 2, council and committee meeting. Although the city has not received complaints since ownership changed, the property remains vacant and in a state of disrepair. Furthermore, there continues to be issues which violate the city's property standards bylaw, a staff report for the council meeting states. Under the community charter, Port Coquitlam Council can impose remedial action requirements on properties that are a nuisance or in a hazardous condition. According to the staff report, the city has been in contact with BC Housing but has been given no plan about the future of the building. At the time of writing, the property remains vacant and in a state of disrepair. The owner has been advised by staff that the city intends to proceed with a request to council for a remedial order for demolition. The owner has not provided an action plan for the property. If BC Housing doesn't demolish the house, the city will invoice the government agency for the work.